Welcome to the psychopharmacologyinstitute.com podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the essential aspects of bupropion. If you want to get our videos and tutorials in your inbox, claim your free membership at psychopharmacologyinstitute.com/member. In this presentation, we'll discuss the psychopharmacology of bupropion. Some introductory concepts about bupropion. Bupropion is a norepinephrine dopamine reuptake inhibitor, or NDRI. It is approved as an antidepressant as well as for smoking cessation. Some characteristic aspects of its side effects profile include a lack of sexual side effects compared to other antidepressants, and an increased risk of seizures. The exact mechanism of action of bupropion is not fully understood. What is known is that bupropion enhances both noradrenergic and dopaminergic neurotransmission via reuptake inhibition of the norepinephrine transporter and the dopamine transporter. In addition, its mechanism of action may involve the presynaptic release of norepinephrine and dopamine. In contrast to what was described in animal studies, human in vivo research suggests that bupropion effects on dopamine are relatively modest. A more recently discovered pharmacological property of bupropion is its affinity for nicotinic receptors. Bupropion is a non-competitive antagonist of nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. This is thought to contribute to its antidepressant effects, as well as to its effectiveness as smoking cessation drug. The efficacy of bupropion as antidepressant is comparable to the SSRIs and venlafaxine. In a meta-analysis conducted by Thays and colleagues, bupropion showed almost the same remission rates as SSRIs. Effective doses are in the range of 150 to 300 mg a day. Bupropion is generally not sedating. It doesn't have antihistaminic or anticholinergic properties. In fact, because of its dopaminergic profile, it has mildly stimulating properties. Clinicians often take this stimulating feature into consideration when selecting bupropion for patients with retarded depression. The clinical presentation of these patients includes decreased energy, interest, and pleasure, among other symptoms. Another use for bupropion is the treatment of depressive episodes in bipolar disorder. One of the most controversial aspects of the management of bipolar disorder is the treatment of depression with antidepressants. In the case of bupropion, there have been reports suggesting the drug is less likely to induce mania or rapid cycling, although manic episodes do occur. Something important to keep in mind is that there are no head-to-head studies comparing bupropion to other antidepressants. It's not uncommon that patients respond insufficiently to the pharmacological treatment of depression. Bupropion is commonly used as an augmenting agent in combination with a different antidepressant class such as an SSRI, SNRI, or mirtazapine. The rationale behind these associations is that theoretically you are combining two complementary mechanisms of action. How good is the clinical evidence for this practice? There are open-label studies and case reports supporting this therapeutic option, but no controlled studies specifically designed to test this hypothesis. Bupropion was part of the sequence treatment alternatives to relieve depression trial, or STAR-D. Here, bupropion was compared to buspirone as augmenting option after failing citalopram monotherapy. Citalopram plus bupropion helped 30% of patients achieve remission, but it's not clear whether this effect was any greater than a placebo effect. Bupropion has two distinctive clinical features regarding sexual dysfunction. The first is that sexual dysfunction doesn't occur significantly more frequently with bupropion than placebo. The other is that bupropion can be used in the management of antidepressant-induced sexual dysfunction in two ways. One is by switching the antidepressant that caused sexual side effects to bupropion. The second is by adding bupropion as adjunctive treatment. What is the evidence for this use? Uncontrolled trials have suggested that adding bupropion is of benefit. Randomized controlled trials demonstrate conflicting results with bupropion at 150 mg a day and benefits at doses of 150 mg twice daily. This dose of 300 mg a day is associated with increased side effects. Bupropion is one of the FDA-approved drugs for smoking cessation. It is the only antidepressant used for this indication. The mechanism of action for this indication still remains unclear. However, one possible explanation involves the fact that bupropion is an antagonist at nicotinic receptors. This might prevent relapse by diminishing the reinforcing properties of nicotine. In addition, it has been suggested that the drug's dopaminergic effect could influence reward mechanisms in addictive states. From a clinical perspective, the benefits of bupropion in improving abstinence rates are not immediate and take several weeks or longer to be evident. Seasonal affective disorder consists of recurrent major depressive episodes in the fall or winter with remissions in spring or summer. In the DSM-5, this entity is a specifier for recurrent major depressive disorder with seasonal pattern. Currently, bupropion is the only drug approved by the FDA for this condition. Bupropion's efficacy is shown in three trials that started in autumn at a time when seasonal affective disorder symptoms were not yet present, although treatment effects were relatively small compared with placebo. Other clinical uses include ADHD and obesity. Bupropion is not approved by the FDA for ADHD. However, studies have demonstrated its efficacy. Bupropion is considered a second-line agent with a potential benefit for those patients with comorbid aggression or substance abuse. Regarding obesity, bupropion has mild anorexiant effects that have been evaluated in non-depressed obese patients. Approximately 25% of patients in acute depression trials lost 5 pounds or more while taking bupropion. The parent drug has a half-life of 8 to 10 hours and is transformed to three active metabolites. Hydroxybupropion, which is the major metabolite, 3-ohydroxybupropion, and erythrohydroxybupropion. These metabolites all have half-lives of around 24 hours or more and accumulate to a greater extent than the parent drug. Bupropion is available in three formulations. Immediate release, which requires 3 times a day dosing, bupropion sustained release with 2x a day dosing, and bupropion extended release with 1x a day dosing. The images in this slide show that with steady-state dosing at 300 mg a day, both the sustained and the extended release formulations relative to the immediate release formulation deliver an equivalent amount of bupropion. The once daily formulation, bupropion extended release, was developed with the goal of improving tolerability and treatment adherence. Cytochrome P450-2B6 is responsible for the conversion of bupropion to hydroxybupropion. The mechanisms responsible for the conversion of bupropion to its other two major metabolites are not known. So, I recently mentioned that bupropion has a distinctive pharmacological profile. This is also reflected in its side effects profile. This antidepressant is free from anticholinergic, antihistaminic, and orthostatic hypotensive effects. Also, unlike the SSRIs and venlafaxine, its use is not associated with sexual dysfunction. Its main adverse effects have been linked to increased dopaminergic and noradrenergic activity. These include restlessness, activation, tremors, insomnia, and nausea. One of the adverse effects to keep in mind is the risk of seizures. Bupropion's release to the market was delayed after a study discovered that subjects with bulimia experienced seizures during treatment with the drug. Additional research was carried out to get further details on the incidence of seizures. Currently, data from the manufacturer indicates that for the immediate release formulation, the incidence of seizures is 0.4% at doses up to 450 mg a day. For the sustained release formulation, the incidence of seizures is 0.1% for doses up to 300 mg a day. This is a dose-dependent effect. Before prescribing bupropion, it is advised to screen for history of seizure disorder or other organic brain diseases. Regarding dosing, as we previously discussed, there are three bupropion formulations. You can see that what the three formulations have in common is the maximum recommended daily dose of 450 mg per day. Above this level, the seizure risk increases exponentially. The dosage range for the immediate release formulation is from 225 mg to 450 mg per day. Bupropion sustained release from 200 to 450 mg a day, and extended release from 150 to 450 mg a day. The dosage forms include for immediate release tablets of 75 and 100 mg. Sustained release tablets of 100, 150 and 200 mg. And extended release tablets of 150 and 300 mg. The extended release version is the most commonly prescribed formulation. The fact that the drug is given once a day improves treatment adherence. Psychopharmacology Institute members get access to video tutorials, audio interviews, and more exclusive materials. To claim your free membership, go to psychopharmacologyinstitute.com/member. Thanks for listening.